passage about presentations can be amusing but not illuminating.
Right, right.
I don't understand at all what you mean by that. When you present something, you can be done to clarify it.
Well, I think with, if say, for the sake of, where they fabricate into a fabricated thing, for the sake of formness, so it's sort of like just the, I mean, again, just an extrapolation, that form is the fabricates, because fabricate, the sankhara, and so it's a mental formation, and it's taking the different elements of form, feeling, perception, mental formation, and forming them into something as a thought process, because that's the function of sankhara is that thought process that formulates into ideas, concepts, solidifying something that is in terms of a concept or an idea. So that's how I see it. So that the mental formations are kind of solidifying experience into something that is then cognizable, and then we, of course, it, because it's been formulated into the mind, then of course we tend to attach to those concepts, those ideas, and they have a life of their own. So that's how I see it.
That's more like the way I've been holding it. The passage on fabricates consciousness and fabrications of consciousness sounds like it's talking.
It's a bit obscure, but it does, I think it, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously the Buddha sometimes he's, as is always the case. Yeah, sometimes you hit the mark and sometimes you don't. Or sometimes it works for some people, sometimes it doesn't. But it's also especially with the one on formations or fabrications, is how Ajahn Jeff translates sankhara. But the Pali is quite convoluted. And you can just sort of, because I've seen Ajahn Chah sometimes, he's just sitting and riffing sometimes, you know, and he's going with a theme, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but it's almost like a stream of consciousness riffing.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not the only content about what formations are.
Oh, right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's especially in this samyutta, then there's this whole spectrum, and this is one bit within the spectrum that kind of helps to plug a little bit in. I could read the Bhikkhu Bodhi's footnote on it. There, so the Pali is sankatan api sankharontiti. Pikkave tasma sankharati vuchanti. And unfortunately, English is a poor medium for capturing the interconnections of this sentence in the Pali with the object, sankatan, the verb, abhisankharanti, and the subject, sankhara, all derived from the same stem. To replicate the Pali, we might have rendered it, they construct the constructed, therefore they are called volitional constructions. Though this would bear certain connotations quite alien to the original. It is also an unfortunate coincidence that volitional formations, my rendering for sankhara, is related to form, my rendering for rupa. In Pali, there is no etymological tie between rupa and sankhara. To capture the several nuances of the verb. Abhisankaroti. We might have taken the liberty of rendering it in this passage by two verbs, to generate, which conveys the idea that the volitional formations actually produce the other aggregates, and to form, which makes apparent the correspondence with the noun formation. So that's an interesting sense it's these volitional formations are actually solidifying and forming the others in terms of the concepts in the mind.
Could that also be maybe connected to the notion of rebirth thinking consciousness and how that's a helpful?
Well, that's where, yeah. I mean, certainly that word sankhara has multiple levels of application. Pardon? In here in Ajahn Jeff's?
In Bhikkhu
Bodhi's? Well, I mean, he's to generate. So in this, by rendering with two verbs, to generate. So this passage shows the actual role of jetana, volition, in constructing experience reality. Not only does volition influence the objective content of the experience, but it also shapes the psychophysical organism within which it has arisen, and via its role as kamma, shapes the future configurations of the five aggregates to be produced by kamma. There we go. Yeah. That's a very, very good footnote. Page is 1071, 112. It's, and then Sutta 79 in the Khandasamyutta.